In this portion of our Canoe Regatta interviews, I'm here with Sean Lefevre and Jamie Kendrick. They are two of the children of Pam Lefevre, a former chairperson of the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. Oh, 6 years Pam did it, and we are sad to say that Pam passed away last year. We wanted to recognize her and speak to her children and tell everyone all she did for this event that's been going on now for the 51st year. Sean, you are racing in your mom's memory this year.
My brother Todd and I, we were going to take this year off because I got a house to build and everything. But we told my mom when she was still with us that we were going to do the race and, you know, now that mom's passed, that we're going to, you know, in memory of mom. And
she died of cancer, and you have a special shirt.
Yes. I drew up some pictures, and we decided on we have a cross with a cancer ribbon with angel wings on it, and it'll be an angel guiding us down the river and to support cancer awareness for, you know, everybody out there. So, you know, we're not only doing it for our mom in memory of her, but everybody who's dealing with the same issues.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, your mom was very, very active with this event, whether being a chairperson or not. And we were talking before we went on mic, and you were talking about all the things you found from all her ideas and items from past events.
Yes, we did. We found a huge box of Canoe Regatta stuff, and we started going through it. And she also has a shadow box that's like the last 50 years, all the pins, all the little memorabilia stuff. So we're going to donate to that, to the Canoe Regatta, for Memorial Day weekend to be on display in the museum.
Oh, that's great. She had lots of ideas, and whether it was for the regatta or it was recognizing and helping military personnel fighting overseas, whatever she got involved in, she dove right in.
100%. She did.
How did that impact you as her children?
I'll tell you that mom, I'm proud of mom. She did 110% no matter what she did. But she kind of took over the garage. We had a lot of stuff in the garage, you know, but everywhere you went, you always saw the, I think it was Christmas in July or Operation Valentine. And
for the soldiers.
For the soldiers and stuff like that. And it's just amazing the response that she got and that she sent over for all the troops over there. You know, it was amazing. I mean, she opened a lot of eyes and everybody pitched in and helped, and it was great.
Jamie, you've pit crewed before for your brothers, and tell us what that's like on the river.
It's pretty nerve-wracking, just as bad as they are in the boat, because you're wanting to be there and you don't want to drop something the wrong way or get handed off the wrong way and make them tip in. So this year will be a different story, though, because they were in an aluminum boat last year, so it was easier.
Did you get in a boat and,
nope,
and hand stuff over? How did you?
We hung out of trees. Seriously.
hung out of trees? You mean like ones that were just hanging over the river and just drop them in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great
idea.
They
were able to come right under, so we're just boop.
Awesome. So you keep paddling.
Yep. Yeah, it worked great. It did.
Yeah, that's...
We didn't have to disturb them.
Right.
And we got as close to the water. We were in the water. Just handed it off to them.
I've heard from pit crews, it's very nerve-wracking. You miss the boat with something they need, they might lose all their energy.
Right. Oh, yeah.
By the time you hit the next pit.
Right.
Yeah. So it was pretty... You had to make sure you had everything ready in the truck prior to hand.
Mm-hmm. So... When a few months before May rolled around, did you ever get to see mom? Because I know she spent a lot of time down there doing lots of work.
Yeah, she definitely, she was talking to everybody, sponsors and paperwork everywhere. And, you know, she had to got her camper ready.
Mm-hmm.
She was busy, busy woman.
I know. And you see her on that golf cart riding around,
speeding,
stopping, getting this done, then off to the next. But I do want to let you know, and I told your brothers this as well, that I believe that most people's experience with her was just great. And my own, WCDO, working with her, one of the easiest times to cover this event and prepare for this event was when Pam was chairperson, because she did everything she said. She took good care of us, and everything was done the way it should be. And that's the kind of woman your mom was.
We're so proud of her. You know, she's gone, but not forgotten. She'll live on, you know, in the Canoe Regatta forever.
Very true. So you did the aluminum last year.
Yeah, they had a special race last year for the 50th anniversary. It was the Pro Aluminum.
Pro Aluminum, yeah.
And we actually took off with the pros. Todd and I, first time ever in the 70, pulled up to the starting line, and we're sitting there BSing to the guys next to us. We had no idea, and a gun went off, and everybody's ready to race except for us. It was comical.
That water gets pretty rough, too,
Yeah, yeah, it is like an ocean out there. And I'm glad we were in an aluminum boat, I'll tell you that.
So now this year, you're in the comp cruising, the men's comp cruising division, in a pro boat.
Yes.
Which is a lot more tippy.
To say the least, yes.
You've been practicing?
We've been putting some hours on the river. Actually, we have more hours this year than we did all last year for last year's race. We've put some time in. We're hoping, we do well. If we tip in, we're going to get back in the boat, but we're going to finish. Mm-hmm. No matter what, we're in it to the long haul.
Right. The canoe parade this year, which is going to be an annual part of the regatta now, it's from Sydney to Bainbridge, and it is just a nice paddle with people who've never been in a boat before or pro paddlers who want to take the ride down, enjoy themselves, and so on. It is now going to be named in memory of your mom, and that must make you feel good.
Oh, brings tears to my eyes. We're honored that people recognize Mom because she has done a lot of work, hard work.
She was so excited last year for that parade. She was very excited. She wanted to go down the river. She's like, I'm going down the river.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She was happy.
It was a great idea for the 50th, but I also think it's a great idea to continue it just for people who don't necessarily race. But
it's a way to encounter the whole family, too.
Right, you got
little kids that want... Exactly. I've got a son. He'll be 6 Memorial Day, and he's begged my brother to take him out. Mm-hmm. Please, Uncle Sean, take me paddling.
We wish you the best of luck, Sean, with your race in the pro boat.
Yeah.
And, well, I want to know at the end how many times you tip.
I'll definitely tell you for sure. You can't do much moving around in those.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we enjoy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
For Canoe Regatta 2013, I'm Craig Stevens.